Democracy is an experiment, and the right of the majority to rule is no more inherent than the right of the minority to rule. And unless the majority represents sane, righteous, unselfish public sentiment, it has no inherent right. And that quote comes from William White. Welcome to Surviving the Matrix, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Maxwell Egan. It's a pleasure to be with you once again, and I'll be your host for the next hour. Well, folks, in looking at the global situation, the names that should be on everybody's lips today should be the NSA, Edward Snowden, and Syria. These are three issues that are very much related and three issues that are very, very prominent in our lives at the moment, folks, and they are all very important issues. The issue of Edward Snowden and the information that has been released about the NSA is extremely important because it shows what the alternate media has been saying for years and what people have pretty well known as well, I think. I mean, you have been able to research this stuff online for many, many years. We all know about the spying and the data collecting and surveillance that goes on by these alphabet agencies, such as the NSA, the CIA, DHS, and all the rest of them. But it's one thing to read about it online and to know about it and to know it exists, and it's another thing to have paperwork that proves it and proves that everything we've been saying is not a conspiracy theory. It is, in fact, a legitimate conspiracy that is being carried out in the world right under the nose of the people. And it is really important to look at the way this case is unfolding, folks. Very notably, Edward Snowden has now been charged with espionage. And what is espionage, folks? Espionage is basically spying. It's stealing government information, classified information, and selling secrets or giving secrets to the enemy. That's what espionage is. And Edward Snowden is being charged with espionage. And if that is the case, folks, then he must have given information to the enemy. So let's look at what he did. Well, he released information publicly, so that you and I would have the data to prove that the NSA has been carrying out the illegal practice of wiretapping virtually the entire planet. And for this, he has been charged with giving information to the enemy. And since the people that he actually gave the information to was the public, then one can only assume that the NSA considers its greatest enemy to be the public. That's you, folks. You are the enemy of the United States government. In fact, it would appear that under these guidelines, every single person on the planet is the enemy of the United States government by their own admission in their charging Edward Snowden with espionage. I mean, that's really the basic situation here, and that appears to be the way the United States government feels about it. And folks, perhaps the most ironic thing here in them charging Edward Snowden with espionage is the fact that if looked at in its basic premise of spying, the release of data by Edward Snowden reveals that espionage is what the United States has actually been carrying out against the entire planet. And it's been doing so quite intentionally. It's also been interesting to see the rhetoric coming out of the higher echelons of the United States government when they've been suggesting that China and Russia could suffer and not be in America's good standing due to their failure to arrest Edward Snowden and ship him back to the United States so he could be tried and imprisoned, as if people actually care whether they would be in good relations with the United States after finding out that the United States has been spying on every country on Earth for a very long time. It would appear that no one's really interested in their relationship with the United States anymore, folks, because the United States has shown that it is not interested in what anybody else thinks about anything else, and it considers itself to be the most important country on the planet, and woe betide anybody who doesn't comply with the totalitarian regime that is being set up in the modern United States. It truly is amazing what television can get people to believe, isn't it? And it would appear that this is the new improved version, folks. This is where the United States becomes everything the Nazi Empire ever dreamed of, and it shows itself to be the most totalitarian regime in the world today. And really, folks, it's a sad thing to say. It's sad to see what the one bastion of liberty that we believed existed on this planet has turned into. But unfortunately, it is the painful truth that America, in its current incarnation, is in fact the bully of the world and the most totalitarian state on the planet, and is in fact the biggest threat the world faces. Because the data gathering practices of the NSA and the corporate controlled wars that America currently wages around the planet indicates that the United States of America has its eyes on everything on the planet. It has its eyes on the entire Earth, and it is not going to stop until it controls the entire Earth. And this is what the alternative research community has been telling the world for a great many years now. And what is so good about the release of data by Edward Snowden is that now we have the proof. And when I say that it is the United States doing this, folks, you've got to understand that the United States is doing it because the United States is the war machine of the world. It's the war machine of European bankers. It always has been. That's who puppeteers the United States. And as we all know, the Vatican, the Spiritual Control Center, and London, the Financial Control Center, and America, the Military Control Center, are all, in fact, one entity that operates in unison with each other. And they've been like that for a very long time, folks. If you don't understand that this is how it works, well, this is how it works. And while this Edward Snowden NSA thing is going on, folks, it's important that this information has been released, but something that you need to understand about it is that the mainstream media is giving it an awful lot of attention. And you might think, well, this is justified that it's giving it a lot of attention. But really, does it need all of this attention? Because in all of the attention that it's getting, what we are seeing is damage control and an attempt to vilify Edward Snowden as being the bad guy. And while we are seeing a massive amount of media attention being given to this, we're not seeing any shake-up of government. We're not seeing any impeachment of the upper house. We're not seeing any impeachment of the president. This is like Watergate on steroids, and we're not seeing any action being taken against the government. And yet the NSA data leak story, the PRISM scandal, as it's being coined, is virtually dominating the airwaves. So while this is all going on, it's very important to look at what the other hand is doing, because while the right hand is waving this flag in your face and making you pay so much attention to it, while we're not seeing any real results from it, like I said, we're not seeing any arrests in government, then there's obviously something else going on, isn't there? Because that's the way they work it, folks. I mean, frankly, with the release of this information, the whole world should down tools and be pointing the finger at the United States, impeaching the government, all charging the United States government with crimes. Every country on earth should be charging the NSA with crimes and invasion of privacy. Every citizen on the planet should be charging the NSA with crimes and invasion of privacy. And the entire United States government should be dismissed over this issue. And that's the truth of the matter. But all we are seeing is media hype. And a couple of other people, a couple of friends of mine, have picked up on this as well. Now, what is going on in the meantime, folks, is this conflict in Syria. Now, I mentioned this a couple of weeks ago. I said to pay attention to what's going on in Syria, and also to pay attention to the fact that there are legitimate uprisings happening in Brazil and happening in Turkey, but you're not hearing about any of this. You're not hearing any of this on the global stage. They're not saying that it's a threat. We don't need to go and protect these people from their tyrannical regimes in Brazil, even though they're firing rubber bullets into the crowd at eye height and blinding people and carrying out an enormous amount of atrocities in Brazil. And we've got up to 1 million people, some reports of 2 million people, marching in 80 to 100 cities across Brazil, demanding that their government start acting honestly. We've got the same thing going on in Turkey. But we're not really hearing about any of this, and there is no attempt by the West to intervene in these nations to protect the people. While at the same time we are hearing all of this rhetoric, although very much on the back burner at the moment due to the Edward Snowden situation, but when we do hear talk of protecting people, we are hearing rhetoric about the conflict in Syria and the need to possibly intervene in Syria and to protect the poor people against their tyrannical government. So what makes the people in Syria any more worthwhile than the people in Turkey or the people in Brazil? The uprisings in Turkey and in Brazil are real uprisings of the people, whereas the situation in Syria is not. It's Al-Qaeda-backed rebels that are funded by the United States that are in there overthrowing the government. It's being done to destabilize the Middle Eastern region in preparation for war with Iran. Because this is what the European banking cartel that controls the United States wants to do. It wants to create the conflict between the East and the West. And what it's doing is it's going out and it's destabilizing the whole world. It's destabilized Russia in the past. It's destabilized the entire Middle Eastern region. It's destabilized all the Arab nations, destabilized Africa, destabilized Europe. It's done everything it can so that the entire world is destabilized. And they're just sort of weighing it up. Do we have enough guns and bombs to actually take on Russia and China and Iran at the same time? Can we do it? And it isn't even really a fact of how many weapons these people have got. It's about how many players you have on the board, because that's what this is, folks. It's like a game of chess. The United States doesn't really need to go and wage war against anybody, but it's being used as the mechanism with which to take over the world. People are blaming the United States for what it's doing because they're failing to see that it's actually being puppeteered by European banking cartels anyway. It's all one big happy family, folks. And it uses the mechanism of the United Nations, the mechanism of NATO, and all of the things that it's got in place to basically inflict itself upon the rest of the world. And that's what's going on. And this can now be well proven by the release of the data that we've seen from Edward Snowden. And it's really important to look at these intelligence agencies, folks, the NSA, MI5 and MI6 in England, all the global intelligence agencies, folks. These are, in fact, criminal cabals. And what we have in America, very obviously, is a criminal cabal. The entire government is criminal because of the actions that have been revealed by this massive release of the information relating to the PRISM project. And a lot of the reason why we are not seeing the people react in the way they should to this outrageous activity by their government is because the people in America have been bred into what is essentially a culture of fear. They truly believe that the rest of the world is out to get them. And with the release of this PRISM data, we can see why such may well be the case. And I think it's important for the American people to see what's going on here, because the American people are being blamed for the actions of their government. And the American people are the ones that will suffer the consequences due to the actions of their government if they don't take the matter in hand. And I still believe that this can be done in a peaceful manner. I truly do. Of course, the United States government is very much prepared for it not to happen in a peaceful manner. Let us not forget about the 800 empty prisons that exist in the United States, the FEMA camps that we've heard so much about for so many years. These are, as I said, 800 prison camps that are all fully operational and quite ready to receive prisoners. They are all staffed, they are all surrounded by full-time guards, but they still, to this day, all stand empty. And these camps are, of course, under the control of FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency. And it is also FEMA that has recently purchased over 600 million rounds of hollow point bullets. So it's pretty obvious what's going on here, folks. They're getting ready for armed conflict. They're getting ready for an uprising. They can see it coming. And it's really important that people pay attention and do not fall into the traps that are being laid for them. There's always traps, folks. Nothing is ever what it seems. And I don't know, you've really got to wonder what's actually going on with this whole Edward Snowden thing. He just seems to have appeared out of nowhere. And the media is really giving it so much attention that you've got to wonder whether it isn't a controlled leak. As I said, it does provide valuable intel because it does demonstrate to the world that everything the alternate research community has been saying is actually true, and it has laid the blatant disrespect the United States government has shown for the rest of the world clearly on the table for all to see. So it's a good thing. But you just have to wonder where it is all leading. But folks, obviously there's a plan here, And obviously, they know what they're doing. They're playing it out the way they play their games, the way they lay out their chessboard, and they plan their moves way, way ahead. So they always know what's going on, and if something fails, they have a backup plan to cover that as well. And we often sit back and we look at all this and we watch the game unfold. We know that it's a game. We know that it's being played like a game of chess. We know that each faction are merely pawns in the game and that it's all leading towards globalism and totalitarianism. And we sit back and we watch it all, and it's like watching a spy movie or reading a spy novel. I've said this very often. But what we often fail to see is the opportunities that it provides for us along the way. And that's what this is. You see, this exposing of the criminal practices of the alphabet agencies, and they are criminal practices, folks. Make no mistake about that. Virtually every action that the NSA has ever undertaken is criminal. And it's the same with all the other alphabet agencies. They're all criminal agencies. Everything the Obama regime has done is criminal. All of our governments are criminal governments. We've just dismissed one criminal here in Australia. Julia Gillard is now out of office, and we have the previous criminal back in her place. I actually think Kevin Rudd did actually try to do the right thing. I just think he's a little bit sheltered in his understanding of the world, and he thought he could take on some companies that were a little bit too big to take on. That's why he was dismissed, and Der Fuhrer, Frau Gillard, was put in his place, because she's a blatant sociopath and just will stormtroop over anybody. And the government now in Australia has put Kevin Rudd back in simply in the hope of offering them some type of chance of being re-elected, because Kevin Rudd was the one that the people originally voted for when this government came to power. And had things remained the same, they would not have stood a chance in the next election. So that's what that's all been about. But I'm getting a little bit off topic here, folks. But getting back to topic, what I'm attempting to say here is that we fail to see the opportunities that have been presented for us in these situations, because this release of information has shown clearly just how corrupt our governments are. It's shown how much we are controlled by crime lords. It's shown what lengths our governments are prepared to go to control us, and it has thereby given us the opportunity to put down our tools, put down our differences, and to stand up and to say, hey, we want accountability. We want accountability irrespective of what legislation you've put in place. We want this sorted out. We want an election now. We want to call a new government. We don't want you people in place, because you're all criminals. You've shown us by your actions that you're criminals. And we, the people, are going to stand up. And we're not going to go back to work. We're not going to do anything. We're going to stand here and we're going to look at you until you step down from that office and we put someone else in place. We can do it without violence. I think the whole country should go on strike. Non-compliance, folks, that's what needs to happen. The whole world needs to wake up to what is going on here, because we're seeing all of this rhetoric, we're seeing all of this reporting, this event is dominating the airwaves, as I said, but we're not seeing any action taken against government. It's all being manipulated by damage control, and people are being led around these little circles and carousels and getting people's opinions and all of this and all of that, and should we think that Edward Snowden is a hero or a rebel or whatever he is? Is he a criminal? Is he a hero? Is he this? Is he that? No one's looking at the government and the NSA. These people are criminals. It's now provable that they're criminals, and the point is, what are you, the people, going to do about that situation? Because obviously, by looking at what's been done since this release of information occurred, the government and the media and no one in any position of power is actually going to do anything about it at all. And so it comes down to the people. And that's the opportunity that has been provided for us. It's provided us with an opportunity to see how corrupt the system is and to realize that the only ones who are going to fix it is the people themselves. I think it's important that we don't miss that message in here, because that really is what this has given us, folks. There is no argument that the government is corrupt. You could go into any court in the country, even within their system, and you could take action against the government, because you have proof the government is corrupt just by the release of this information. As they say, well, the evidence is inadmissible because it was collected under illegal means. Say, well, scrub that law and scrub that judge because they're both corrupt as well. We're not interested in what is admissible under your law. What we are interested in is facts, justice, and accountability. And imagine the sort of strike you could actually have, folks. You could have a strike whereby the infrastructure of your society still functioned, but you just turned your back on anything to do with government. Don't do anything the government says. Don't pay any taxes. Don't obey any of their legislation. Don't give any quarter to any government official at all until that government official has given you a signed affidavit stating that they are going to spend all of their work time addressing this problem until this government is dismissed. If they can't do that, then say, well, that's it. You're sacked. We the people sack you. Because you are a public servant, we are the public, we no longer require you to be our servant, go away, and we're not going to comply with anything you say or want or do. Now, every soldier should put down their weapons in whatever country that they're in. They should all put down their weapons and refuse to take any orders from anything to do with government until this situation is sorted out. They should all realize that they're actually working for a criminal cabal. And any police officers in the country should now turn their back on the government and stand by the people and protect the people in their actions as they are employed to do. I mean, wouldn't that be a wonderful thing to happen, folks? And look, I really do believe that it's important for people to see the opportunity that this is providing, because otherwise this situation has the potential to bring down the United States, and we all know that bringing down the United States is part of the plan. That's what they want to do. They want it to degrade into violent revolution, because violent revolution is the only way they're ever going to get the guns from the American people. So we've really got to be careful how we react to these sorts of situations. And if people see this as a huge affront against their society and they resort to violence to fix the problem, then it's all over. You've played straight into their hands. But if you suddenly refuse to comply and you unite as a community and deal with the problem head on, as a man, as mankind, stand your ground, stand proud, be who you are, stand up and say, hey, you guys are our servants, what the hell do you think you're doing? Now, if you do this and suddenly step into your power, then we can fix the problem. Because if we don't, folks, if people let this slide and they allow the world to continue the direction that it's going, and they allow these people to simply play the world and play everybody in the world like a giant game of chess, then it's going to be game, set, and match. It's going to be all over, because they've always got a backup plan. The one thing they don't ever count on, though, and the one thing they cannot deal with, is the individuals within society coming into their power and standing in that. And that's up to you. That's where it comes down to grassroots. And that's what this is. And it's a perfect opportunity, folks. Here you go. You've got all the proof you ever needed that your government is completely and utterly corrupt to its very core. And you don't only have that provided for you via the release of this information and everything that Edward Snowden released, you also have it now by a simple observation of what the government has done since the release of this information. What the police have done since the release of this information. If the police were doing their job in protecting society and bringing in criminals, then why haven't they gone and arrested all of the offending officers within the NSA? Why haven't they gone and arrested President Obama? Why haven't they gone and arrested the entire United States government and staged some sort of coup by now? Not that I'm suggesting any type of coup would be a good idea, but the point that I'm trying to make here, folks, is that you haven't seen any response from anyone with any position of authority to this situation in the right way. You haven't seen anybody stand up and demand accountability, and you haven't seen any accountability from government. All you've seen is rhetoric surrounding whether or not Edward Snowden did a good thing. Of course Edward Snowden did a good thing. Whether he was controlled opposition and whether it's a controlled release and whether it's designed to create unrest or whatever, it was still a good thing to happen. But what is now important is the public reaction to the event. What is the public actually going to do about it? And all the public seems to be doing about it is sitting back and waiting for the government to do something about it. But the government isn't going to do anything about it. And when you look at the biased reporting from the media and the rhetoric that we're hearing from the media, it's obvious that the media isn't going to do any real journalism on this either. They're not going to point the finger. They're not going to demand accountability. They're not going to stand up and be the voice of the people. They're simply playing their role as the propaganda and public relations arm of the government. And unfortunately, that's all the mainstream media is. That's all the mainstream media has been for quite a long time now. Folks, don't think that you ever get any real news from the mainstream media. You do get alerted to certain events happening, but you always get a biased, government-controlled spin on whatever story that they're bringing you, and they only ever bring you stories that they want you to have so that they can control the spin on the story, so they can control your perception of what reality is. That's what the mainstream media does. That's all it's for, folks. It certainly isn't about bringing you information. It certainly isn't about telling you what you need to know. And it certainly isn't about true journalism and true investigative reporting. Those things have gone long by the wayside. And really, folks, if you step back and look at it, that has never been more clearly demonstrated by the Edward Snowden case and this data collecting by the NSA that has now been made public. It's never been more apparent of just how corrupt the government is, how much the media fails to do any true investigative reporting, and how little accountability the government gives to itself. And this has never been more clear. And it's important that we pay attention to that, and it's important that we understand that the only remedy for this situation is for the people of the world to take their power back. That's what we're seeing in many places around the planet. We are seeing shows of solidarity in places such as Brazil and Turkey. And we're actually seeing a reasonable show of solidarity from many countries around the world now as well, who are very, very annoyed at the actions of the United States in gathering this data and spying on the whole world the way they have. But remember, folks, it's all been done at the whim of European banking cartels. That's where it all comes from. But I think we're at break time here, folks. I better leave it there for now. We'll go have a break. It's a pleasure having your company on the air with me today, and I'll be back again in a few minutes. Thanks for listening. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. So really, folks, in looking at this whole global situation, in looking at everything that's unfolding, what has become apparent time and time again, and this has been the crux of my message for years, is that the government knows it can get away with anything it wants to do. The banking cartels, they know they can get away with anything they want to do because nobody is going to stop them. They've constructed the legal system, and they know how to work within that. It's their system. They made it. And what they count on more than anything is public compliance to their actions, public compliance to their laws, public compliance to their monetary system, public compliance in every respect. That's what they count on. And the one wild card in all of their plans is human consciousness. Should human beings ever wake up to the fact that they're living in a fictional paper-based matrix and step into their power, then the whole system collapses. That's what they're afraid of. And they're afraid of it for a very good reason, folks, because it is the only thing that will ever stop them. That is you coming into your power. That is the only thing that will ever stop these people. And what's so beautiful about this whole NSA thing, whether it's controlled opposition and a controlled information release and all part of a plan or not, is that it provides you the evidence to stand up to your government and say, this government is corrupt. And I'll tell you, folks, it isn't just the United States government. If you're living in Australia, or you're living in the Netherlands, or you're living in France, or you're living in Germany, or you're living in any country, ask your government, what do they think about the revelations of Edward Snowden? And what do they believe should be the outcome, and what do they believe should happen with Edward Snowden? And if they start citing matters of national security and say it's important for government to keep certain things secret, then you know that your government is corrupt. I mean, sure, it's important for government to keep some things secret, but it's not important for government to keep the fact that it's spying on the entire world secret. And so if members of your government say they support this stance that the United States government has taken against Edward Snowden, then you know your government is corrupt. And so now you have the opportunity to stand up and call them on breach of trust. Because that's what all this is. This is breach of trust. It's gross breach of trust. In every aspect that trust could ever be given, it's been broken by these people. And the only thing that protects them from being held accountable for the breaches of trust that they commit every day is the laws that they themselves write on pieces of paper to protect themselves that they've tricked everybody in their societies into going along with. Do you see how this works? But ultimately, folks, it's a fiction. They made the whole thing up and they tricked us into thinking that it was real. And so we've really got to think about where we want to go from this point, folks, because if we allow the ship of state to continue where it's going, well, it's going to be game, set, and match. It's going to be curtains for the human race. Transhumanism, the prison society that they want to build, the whole lot, that's where they're going with it all. And what I believe we are being provided with here is an opportunity to change that. We've now got all the proof we need. You can go to your neighbours and say, hey, folks, the government's corrupt. Have you heard about this case? Have you really looked at it? Because it shows that the government's completely corrupt. And obviously, by the lack of action that we're seeing taken against these people, nothing's going to be done about it until we stand up and realise that we've been duped by these people. You see, the reality is that America is gone, folks. The America that we know and love and respect and the bastion of liberty that it once was, it's gone. It doesn't exist anymore. Now it's just a puppet corporation that's controlled by Europe. I mean, as I've said, folks, America is the war machine of the world. It's been used to go out and carry out an enormous amount of atrocities around the globe, and the American people are being blamed for it because the American people don't know what's actually going on. It's very controlled within the United States. They don't get the real information from their media. They don't know what's going on in the global situation. They only know what the news tells them. And the news is completely controlled. The news is just part of the whole propaganda mechanism. Gives the American people a distorted view of what's actually going on outside of their borders and gets them to support the criminal actions of their government. And now this has been proven by this release of information, so the American people have finally got the tools they need to stand up and stop this war machine. But at the same time, it's important for them to maintain their pride and realize it isn't America doing this, it's European banking cartels that are doing it, and it's also important for the rest of the world to understand how it all works as well. It's all being done by these banking cartels. It's all about central banking, folks. That's one of the main reasons they want to go into Iran. I mean, the whole Syria conflict's all about Iran, and Iran doesn't have a central bank. They put central banks in everywhere. You know, we've been talking about this for years, folks, what we just saw in Libya. The first thing the so-called rebels did when they took control of Libya was put in a central bank. So we know what it's all about. And now we have the opportunity, the tools that we need to actually fix this problem. We can change the direction the world's going with this, folks, but it can only be done if the people stand up and do it themselves. This is an opportunity for mankind to step into their power. We now have the mechanism laid bare before us. We now have all the proof we've ever needed that the government is completely and utterly corrupt. And now we have the opportunity to do something about it. And the timing couldn't be more relevant, folks, because we really need something like this. While we've got all of these global marches happening in Brazil, in Turkey, we've got Greece, we've got all these countries coming online. And it's about time the rest of the Western world stood up and said, hey, enough is enough. I still think we can do it without revolution. I think we can do it without too many marches in the streets. We just need to make a lot of noise. We can do it through letters. We can do it through emails. We can do it through public speaking. I mean, there's many ways we can do it, but we do need to pay attention and we do need to get involved in our community and getting the word in the neighbor's ear and start talking to people about what's going on here and realizing that we do have a real problem. It's a problem that very much needs addressing, and the only people who can address it are the people themselves. And indeed, folks, it's our duty to do so. As custodians of the future for our children, of custodians of life on this planet, it's our duty to stand up and be counted. It's our duty to pay attention to the world we live in and to work to fix it when that work needs to be done. We can't always be shirking our duties and giving them to other people. We can't always just be voting in a new parent and asking them to fix the problem. There comes a time in life when we have to take responsibility for ourselves. And folks, I believe that that time is now. It certainly is a hell of a time to be alive, ladies and gentlemen. There's so much going on in the world right now. It really is a very important time to be alive. Something else that's come to my attention lately that a lot of people have been asking me about, and that is a document that seems to have come to light called the Future Strategic Issues and Warfare Document, circa 2025. It's a document talking about the potential nature of father term warfare, apparently released by NASA. It's a very strange looking document, folks. It appeared in the form of a PowerPoint display, talks about bots, Borgs and humans, and welcomes us to 2025 AD. It claims to present information and future work with the US Air Force, with the National Research Council, the Army, Australian DOD, of course, DARPA, CIA, all the alphabet agencies, all of these people. It's very, very hard to know whether this is a real document or whether it is simply more disinformation coupled with real information, because that's often the way disinformation is released. They will release real information and then they will add embellishments to it, which make it virtually impossible to believe. And that's the way they control the flow of information. Often, if something is getting out to people, they'll release something that embellishes it to the point of non-believability in the hope that people will throw the baby out with the bathwater, and that's what usually happens. So it's difficult to know whether this is actually a real document, but it's got a lot of stuff in there, which is stuff that, again, we already know. We know about transhumanism, we know about nanotechnology, we know what they're doing with the chemtrails, we know about crossbreeding of different species, we know about the research that they're doing into the human genome. And so it's very, very hard to know whether it is actually a real document. But the thing is that as this document has been presented as a PowerPoint display, really what it is a possible analysis of the future. Looking at current trends, looking at where we could go, it offers us possibilities of where this technology could possibly lead to. You've got to remember, folks, what's being conducted on this planet at the moment is a huge experiment. And depending on what minds are in control of what particular aspects of it, will determine which direction things go. Of course, one of the main focuses of the document is on future warfare. Thereby, we can see that it's an American document, of course, folks, because that seems to be the main focus of American culture, is on warfare. One must question why we need warfare at all. I think it's simply the product of a sick mind based in an economic reality. But I guess that's just my perspective of warfare. But like I said, folks, I don't see the need for a focus on warfare. What I see the need for is a focus on humanity, a focus on mankind, a focus on intelligence and compassion and consciousness, and a focus on us becoming all that we could possibly be as a species. And I certainly don't see any of that in this document, but I do see a huge focus on warfare and a huge focus on what the introduction of nanoparticulates and advanced technology into our environment is going to do. One thing I will say about it, though, folks, is that it looks like a transhumanist manifesto. That's really what it is. Virtually everything they're saying in this document basically confirms everything that I said in my last film, Transformation, where I talked about the way we were going. I talked about smart dust. I talked about how chemtrails are a multi-platform delivery system for all sorts of things. And though it's hard to tell whether this is a real document or whether it is not, it certainly does contain a lot of very real information. Again, it's information that we are already aware of. It's simply putting it out there all in one document. And the reason this document has been given credibility is because apparently it comes from the NASA website. Again, this is hard to confirm. I've had a look at the site, but only briefly. I haven't been able to find the document on the NASA website. But you never know. It could be there. I haven't had time to do a very extensive search. The claim is that this document was penned by a man named Dennis M. Bushnell, who was apparently a chief scientist at NASA's Langley Research Center. Again, I haven't been able to confirm any of this because I simply haven't had time. But it is a very interesting document, folks, and it does talk about much of the stuff that we know is coming with the transhumanist agenda. It even talks about blending life with machine. It talks about particular types of plant and animal species that can be formed that would be able to live off the land, virtually robots that can eat food, eat organic food from the land, and this would be their power source. It talks about how much computing is going to escalate. It talks about digital brains. It talks about all sorts of things, folks. It really is the entire transhumanist manifesto laid out in one document. Whether it's real or not, it is an interesting document. It also talks about people being able to upload education very quickly in minutes instead of years, which is very reminiscent of The Matrix, for example, when Trinity was asking for a flight program for a helicopter, and they simply uploaded one into her brain so she suddenly knew how to fly a helicopter. It talks about using global warming as a motivation for getting much of this through as well, and also about using nanotechnology and electronic implants to deal with law enforcement issues. It does provide a lot of very interesting information, folks. It would be nice to know if it is a real document. But again, what we see with this, folks, is they're putting out information that is real, and they're letting people know where they're going. And again, you could look at this document and you could say this is something to fear. But really what I see when I look at the document is opportunity for change. Because if you really look at what's going on in the world around you, well, this is what's going on. It's all here in this document, like I said, whether it's real or not. But the thing is, what's suspicious about it is that it puts so much out there. It really lays the whole thing out on the table to the point that if you are Joe Public, who's never been aware of any of this stuff, and you were to read this document, you would probably not believe it. You would probably think that it just wasn't real. You wouldn't think there was any possibility that this could be where we were going, when actually it is exactly where we're going. It's exactly where they want to take us. So again, folks, it's a very interesting document. Whether it's controlled disinformation or whether it's simply there to stir up some sort of public outcry, again, is a very good question. And whether it's a genuine document, these are all very good questions. But it certainly is interesting. And because it's presented in the manner of a speculative display, saying, well, this is where we could go, depending on which direction we take, it kind of puts it into the realm of science fiction for most people. But again, folks, the document is based on current trends and technology that is available right now. And if this technology continues to go down the direction it's going, then it will go down one of these pathways. And that's the danger, folks, that people see it as pure speculation, when really it's what's happening to the world today. And if it isn't a real document, then someone has really done their homework with this one, because they've really covered a lot of topics in there. Of course, you'd need to see the presentation that went with it to get the whole gist of what they were really saying, because the document simply, as I said, it's a PowerPoint display, and so it does contain bullet points. And I'm sure that if there was a lecturer presenting this PowerPoint display, they would have a presentation that went along with it. So it would have been nice to hear that one as well. But folks, again, it's an opportunity, and what it provides for us is recognition of where we're going, where they want to take us. So couple what this document says with what we've just found out about the data collecting practices of the NSA and where our society is going. And you kind of get a pretty comprehensive overview of what sort of a future we are allowing to be created around us and what sort of direction the world will go in if the people fail to come into their power. So again, it's an opportunity, folks, because here it is. This shows where our technology is going, and you'd have to question, why would we even be pursuing such things? Why would we be pursuing such technologies? Why would we be so focused on more improved versions of warfare? I mean, here we have a globalist agenda. The concept is to turn the whole world into one huge city-state controlled by one central banking system with one army. But if there's only one army, then what do they need an army for? Who's the army going to be fighting if the enemy is not the people? And according to the NSA, the enemy is the people. So that's why you need a global army. You need a global army to quell any uprisings of the people against the machine culture that has been superimposed over their reality. And all of this is coming to the forefront now. All of this is coming to public light now. People are starting to wake up, and people are finally realizing how the world is run, how corrupt this system is. We're starting to see how we are being affected by the environmental degradation that our corporate economic-based reality is creating. Because it is. That's what's destroying the planet, folks, is the economic reality that we're all subject to. It's the economic reality that causes us to pull such massive amounts of resources out of the earth. It's the corporate economic reality that causes us to make everything to break so that we're constantly replacing it in order to support the economic model. It's the corporate economic reality that creates all of the pollution on the planet, because it's much more economically viable to create pollution than to cut corners and to do all the things that we do. It's just cheaper to do it that way, folks. And that's what causes all of the problems. Cutting corners in order to support an economic model. Copping fines instead of good environmental practices because it's cheaper to pay the fine than it is to do the environmental work, because it's all based on economics. Exploitation of resources, exploitation of people, exploitation of whole countries in order to support an economic model. Exploitation of the earth in order to support an economic model. Exploitation of people and manufactured warfare and vast amounts of death and destruction and disease and spreading of depleted uranium and all of the things we do, all in order to support a fictional economic model. It's about time we woke up to it, folks, and it's about time we stood up and made a difference. I really believe this is the last generation that's going to have the chance to do it. I really do. I don't think that our kids are really going to have the wherewithal and the nous to want to do it. I think they're going to be too involved in texting each other and playing video games and locked into a television version of reality. I think if the people don't stand up and make a difference now and stand up and make their voices heard, then we're going to end up allowing a society to be created around us which is eventually just going to implode. We'll find that human consciousness will implode into nanotechnology. Who knows, maybe the insane dream of people such as Ray Kurzweil, who wants to turn the human race into the Borg and infect the universe with nanotechnology infused with artificial intelligence. Who knows, maybe something like this will come to pass and humanity will end up being the cancer that destroys the universe. And this is all possible if we don't realize the opportunities that have been given to us and choose to stand up and stand in our power and rein this completely out of control reality in and put human consciousness back on the right track. That's what we need to do, folks, and I believe that everything we're seeing in the world today are opportunities for us to realize this and to take the appropriate action. And it's important to understand here, folks, that I am not against technology. I actually like technology. Here I am sitting at a computer speaking to you now via the internet. I think technology is great. There's nothing wrong with it. The problem we are facing is the fact that we have psychopaths who are in charge of that technology. And so what their focus is control and warfare. And that's not what we need technology for. We want technology to improve the human condition. We want technology to improve life on this planet. And that's what it could be used for. If we employ technology in a conscientious way, we could literally achieve absolute wonders with it. But we're not doing that. We're seeing wonderful things in amongst what we're doing with technology, but there is always this focus on war and control in the background, and that's the problem. And so you've got to ask, why is that focus there? Why do we need such a focus on war? Because I've never met anybody who wanted war. If you travel around the world, you don't meet people who want war. The only people who want war are insane lunatics and public trustees who make vast amounts of profit from war. So if war is to be the main focus of technology, then it's pretty obvious that there are psychopaths in control of the technological field. That's the problem, folks. And all of this can be reined in, all of this can be fixed if people simply apply themselves. But you've got to get involved, you've got to make noise, you've got to start spreading information to people in the right way. And you only really need to do that by standing up and speaking publicly, going to public meetings and talking to your councillors, writing letters, doing radio shows like I do. Do whatever you can to help people understand the reality that we're in and to help people find the power that they've got to bring about some effective change, because we can do this. We can all do this if we apply ourselves. And the biggest hurdle that we face in actually making a difference, folks, is we don't yet have the strength of numbers. All we need to do is gather that strength of numbers, and this can be done by speaking out and by leading by example in all that you do. That's how you spread information in the most effective way, folks, is you get involved in the community. You get involved in something, and don't be afraid to speak out, because the people you are speaking out against are simply people. They have no more worth than anybody else, and we only let them get away with what they do because we've forgotten our own self-worth. I really think that is a huge part of the problem that we're facing, folks, is that loss of self-worth in the individual within our society. And again, this is a result of programming. People feel that way because they're trained to feel that way. That's what this society does. Fear-based mind control, folks, that is the basis of this entire Western reality. And I think people are waking up to it. Well, I hope so, anyway. Things certainly are coming to a head, though, folks, with this whole NSA revelation and the whole situation in Syria, the protests all around the world, Brazil, Greece, and I think Italy might also be online now as well. It's happening all over the globe, folks. People are waking up to the fact that we need to rein the ship of state in and get back on track, or we as a society, we as a species, are simply going to implode. The world's run by psychopaths, folks, and we have to fix that. We're the only people who can. We can't allow the legal system to even try, because the legal system will just protect the psychopaths and put new psychopaths in place. That's what it's designed to do. And it's great to be here at this particular time in history. It's great to be part of it. It's great to be able to witness the huge awakening that is currently happening around the globe. But folks, I think we have reached the end of the show here now, so I'm going to have to leave it there. Thank you very much for joining me on the air today. It's truly a pleasure and an honor to be able to come and speak to you every week. Thank you to anybody who has sent me an email. Sorry if I haven't responded yet. Thank you to all the messages and the support that you do send me. It's really wonderful and it's very gratifying to hear your kind words. Thank you to anybody who has ever helped with the website. Thank you for all the things that you do to find yourself. Thank you for all the things that you do to help your neighbors. Thank you for all the positive input that I'm sure most of my listeners put into the world. I couldn't do what I do if I didn't know you were all out there doing what you do. And again, thank you very much. But I'll have to leave it there, folks. We're completely out of time. Thank you for joining me on the air today. I will look forward to speaking to you again next week. Please take good care until then. In Lakesh.